أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained how the help of Allah Ta'ala had come to the Muslims in the battle of Uhud, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was also injured. His tooth, one of his tooth also fell out, and the bone, the tooth went into his cheek, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam suffered a lot of pain. And also so many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum became shaheed. At that time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam expressed and said, how can those people find salvation, be successful, who hurt their own Nabi? The Nabi is an embodiment of peace, rahmat, hidayat, goodness of people for this world and the year after. And people who hurt that Nabi and are the greatest Nabi of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will they find peace? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had cursed the kuffar and took the names of certain kuffar also, the leaders who had killed and made shaheed so many of the Sahaba. So on that occasion Allah tabaraka ta'ala revealed these ayats. And these ayats for us to translate also are very difficult, because we have no right to say these words. Allah said it to His Nabi. Allah has the full right to say what He wants to even His most beloved Nabi. We got no right to say these things. It's like a father who shouts at the mother of the children, his wife. So that doesn't mean the children also got the right now to shout their father or to speak to their father as they wish to. They have to keep their respect in mind all the time. So Allah has the full right to say what He wants to His Nabi. We got no right to say those things. So it's very difficult, these words, to say them also, how Allah Ta'ala had told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made these badduas, Allah Ta'ala said, Laysa laka min al-amri shay. Tera ikhtiyar kuch nahi. O Nabi, it is not in your jurisdiction. It isn't your right at all. Who I want to, I will forgive. Who I want to, I will give hidayat. Who I want to, I will punish. It's not right for you that you must curse them. So for Allah to say that to His Nabi, Allah has got the full right. But for us to say this, even just to bring it on our tongues, it is very hard. So anyway, because Allah Ta'ala knew in His complete knowledge that the vast majority of those people are going to bring Islam. Now they are the arch enemies of Islam. They even, Wahshi, who killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidu Shuhada, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that had hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very greatly. But even Wahshi accepted Islam. So Allah knew they are going to accept Islam, and those who are the arch enemies will become the bosom friends tomorrow. Those who are totally against Islam and against the Muslims, they will become strong promoters of Islam, and they will be die-hards for Islam. So Allah Ta'ala knew it, so Allah had the right to say it. We do not have the right to say such words. So anyway, Allah said that it's not in your jurisdiction. I will do as I want to. Oh, yatuba alayhim. Ya unko tawbah dewe. Oh, I'll give them the tawfiq of tawbah and they will become Muslims. They will make tawbah from their kufr and their shirk and they will become Muslims. Oh, yu'adhibuhum. Ya unko azab kare. And if I want to, I will punish them. Leave them on kufr and let them carry on worse with kufr. And then I will punish them. فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ كِ وَوْ نَا حَقْ پَرْ هَيْ. Because they are on the wrong at the moment, they are open on wrong. And it is my wish, I can do as I want to. It is also very important for us to know Allah as Allah is. Allah is not bound by any rule whatsoever. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah does as He pleases. We have got no question, we have got no right in our mind to even ask a question about Allah. That we are not, we aren't partners of Allah. We aren't also running the affairs of the world. We are complete, not even slaves. A slave also has got some of his choice. We are nothing. Allah has created us. We belong totally to Allah. And the achievement of a person is becomes a true abd, a true slave of Allah Ta'ala. That is when he has reached kamal. Not that he becomes like he wants to rule and he wants to make laws. And worst of all, he wants to tell Allah what to do. And he wants to judge Allah, that whether Allah is doing the right thing or not. No, the work of a banda is to totally submit to Allah Ta'ala. So, and these ayat were revealed, according to commentators, on this occasion of the Battle of Uhud. Just a few months after this came the occasion when 70 of the Sahaba were made again shaheed when they were asked to come and teach to Quran Sharif to a certain people which is known as Bire Ma'una. And that was an occasion when the Qom of Zakwan and Ral, they had invited them and on the way they killed all of them. Made them all martyrs, and at that time there were very few still hafizas, and the main crop and the prime of the huffaz were all made shaheed. This also hurt Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam very greatly, and he also made dua for them on that occasion. So this was, the ayat were revealed on both those occasions, or one of those occasions, but it was Allah Ta'ala said that you don't make dua for them. I know what is going to be happening, and your work is to call them towards deen and towards righteousness. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And now Allah explained the basic aqidah that we must have. Aur Allah hi ka maal hai, jo kuch aasmano mein hai aur jo kuch zameen mein hai. And whatever there is in the world, it is the property of Allah. Whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the sky, and a person who owns something, he can do with it as he pleases. It belongs to him, he can do. We are just temporary and superficial owners of things. We didn't make the things. Allah is that owner who made everything also. And He is not indebted to any engineer, to any architect, any contractor or anything. Allah alone has done everything. So we are totally, everything is fully in the full control of Allah. And Allah has the absolute right to do just as He pleases. Very fortunate are those people who even mentally submit in this way to Allah Ta'ala. They don't have any reservations within themselves that, but we also got the same. But I don't think this is right. They're very sad. It is for those people who are still in that condition. And it's very necessary for them to make effort that they become true slaves. And what an ibadat is meant for that, to become a slave of Allah. Bandagi, abd of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore we have been given two sajdas in every rakat. One ruku, where we humble ourselves, where we go down in front of Allah. But unfortunately we only make outward sajda. The meaning of sajda is not with us. Perhaps our whole life we haven't made one sajda, one ruku. That is that we have totally surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. We still remain the slaves of our nafs. What we desire, we do. We remain the slaves of the people, of public. We want to make people happy. How many things we consider what the people will say. Make the people happy. If we really had done that sajda, we'll make Allah happy. We won't care what the people say. We won't worry about our nafs. We'll only do what Allah wants us to do. But we are still very, very far from that. So that is, so we have to realize that everything, we are all by Allah Ta'ala. يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء. بخش دے جس کو چاہے اور عذاب کرے جس کو چاہے. اللہ can forgive whoever he wants to, and he can punish whoever he wants to. The worst sinner who has committed the worst sin, if Allah wants to forgive him, it is the full jurisdiction of Allah. Nobody can stop him. And the most pious person, if Allah wants to punish him, Allah can punish him. After all, what is our ibadat? It is also given by Allah Ta'ala. It is not that we have done it. Chandi, the poet Iqbal say, Chandi to usi ki diwi chi. Haq to ye hai ke haq ada nahi hua. Even if a person gives his life in jihad in the path of Allah, what achievement? It wasn't his life, it was the life Allah gave him. What did he give of his own? He just gave the life which Allah had given him. The truth is, we can never fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. اور اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. And after all this, Allah Ta'ala does not let us lose hope. The overriding factor, Allah says of himself that he is غفور. He's not only غافر who forgives, he's not only غفار who forgives a lot, he is غفور over the limit he forgives. And not only forgives, after that, he is Rahim. That is also Isme Mubalagha Rahim. So Allah is the great, great forgiver and the great, great being who shows mercy. That is Allah. He is absolute. Nobody can tell him anything. But to give us consolement, and the reality is that in spite of that, Allah is most merciful. We are such, if we have little authority, little say, it goes to our head. Allah has got all the say, but still Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, and Allah forgives very greatly. In here, there are two matters the ulama explain. Achha, we'll carry on with that, inshallah. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen, the true respects of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said as he wants to, but we must have the complete respect and honor of our Nabi. Just like the father, if he shouts the mother, doesn't mean we can treat the mother now as we want to. We must have full respect for our mother. The father, as the husband, has the right. He can reprimand her, he can tell her what he wants to, but we as children, full respect. Even when the case of divorce unfortunately takes place, both mother and father must still be respected. The mother can speak bad perhaps of the father, though it shouldn't be, or the father speaks of the mother, but the children have no right whatsoever. We must just show respect and honor for both of our parents. Like that for our Nabi, at all times Allah can say, Allah has the full jurisdiction to say as he wants to. We don't have that right at all. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.